those on behalf of certainly those who we talk to weekly. I lost my script. Where's my script? Here we go. Hey, weekly, we focus on the area of individuals, organizations, advancing inclusion and equity in our community. So we have a big informational conversation today. Susan Cervantes, Director of Kent County Community Action in the House. Susan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Joining the discussion, WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, a weekly radio statement segment that is part of a great grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley, and good morning to our special guest, Susan Cervantes.
Yes, Susan, again, thank you for you, and I appreciate you standing by. If you would, again, remind us of the great this great opportunity, thanks to the grant, Steve.
Yes, absolutely, Shelley, and to all of our valued listeners and supporters. This is a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, so we're blessed and very honored to be working, not only receiving the funding from the Kellogg Foundation, but their passion and expertise that creates a multitude of initiatives. And in our case, our focus is on the well-being of children and families of color in our area. And toward that goal, we have a number of objectives and activities, two of which are we hired an inclusion reporter, Michelle Jokish-Polo, who focuses on inequities and solutions that are present to make sure that all of our residents can thrive and can have a state of well-being. And then also we're working toward that goal with a group of leaders of color in our community, and they have been trained and now are producing content that we are going to be taking into the community to encourage change-based conversations. So we're putting the spotlight today on the Kent County Community Action work that's being done that helps residents in our community. So we're delighted to have Susan on air with us.
That's wonderful. Susan, may I ask to describe, if you would, your mission, your related activities, serving vulnerable populations, including, well, how Community Action was born out of the War on Poverty legislation closely tied to civil rights, Susan.
Yes, thank you, Shelley, and thank you for having me on today. It's the mission of Kent County Community Action, we call ourselves Kent County Community Action, or KCCA, to eliminate the causes and circumstances of poverty by investing in individuals and families with low income. And we do this through our dedicated staff, community partnerships, and the resources that we have. We, as a Community Action, were signed into legislation in 1964 with the Economic Opportunity Act, or better known as the War on Poverty, which was an expansive social welfare legislation proposed by President Lyndon Johnson to help end poverty. And it was part of a larger legislation reform program called the Great Society. And with this legislation, President Johnson hoped to make the United States a more equitable and just country. And just a little tidbit, Martin Luther King was at the signing of our legislation, and our legislation led to the legislation for the Civil Rights Act of 1965. So we are very interconnected. And as a national network of community actions, we understand that there's racial inequities that exist at the intersection of many barriers, socioeconomics, education, income, all kinds of barriers. And that impedes the access for economic securities for individuals of color. And so it is part of our national promise to embody the spirit of hope and improve communities to make America a better place to live. It is our mission that we help out right now. So locally in Kent County, there's been a community action since 1966. And today, my community action has over 28 federal, state, and local grants that we assist those in poverty with food, housing, utilities, weatherization, senior case management, transportation, and tax preparation, just to name a few. We're located at the 121 Franklin Street Human Services Complex in the 49507 zip code area, which is the highest zip code for poverty in Kent County. So we are located exactly where we need to be. And we have a diverse staff so that we can assist diverse customers. And we have staff that collectively we can speak over a dozen languages.
Wow. Steve.
Yeah, Susan, this is great. And thank you for the comprehensive overview listing the ways in which you provide direct services to our most vulnerable residents. And it's wonderful. We live in a community where everyone can come together, foundations, businesses, individuals, faith-based organizations, and organizations like Community Action Center that can really address some of the inequities, some of the disparities that are now being very much amplified by COVID-19. And I want to draw our listeners' attention to the Kent County Community Action website. And if you can just Google Kent County Community Action website, and it will take you to the Access Kent site and then on to Community Action. And just a multitude of documents that our listeners can access to educate them about what is important to do in our community and what you are addressing. One of the things, if you wouldn't mind talking about, is the community needs assessment as it relates to people of color in poverty in light of the racial disparities, the other disparities that COVID-19 is amplifying. Could you talk a little bit about the community needs assessment?
Certainly, Steve. During the 2019 year, we conducted an extensive community needs assessment. This is one of the tasks that we are required to do with our federal funding. And what it does is it allows us to ascertain the needs of Kent County residents. We have customer and partner surveys. We do a lot of research. We talk to people about what they feel are the gaps in services. We held a community forum. And what we found is that the people of color responded quite higher to our survey than white people. And I believe that that's because we're located in this complex and our residents and our customers that we assist, because we know there's a disparate impact of poverty on people of color, responded much higher to everything that we did during the assessment. The persons of color represented 65% of our respondents. And if you look at the census data that we have, the census data says that Kent County is about 20% persons of color and 80% per white people. And so, and I know this is going to change with the new census that's taking place right now, but when you look at it, it really is an overrepresentation of the persons of color. And it's not surprising to us at Kent County Community Action because our internal data also reports that persons of color represent about 53% of our service recipients, and 15% of those are persons with Hispanic ethnicity, because as you know, the census divides out ethnicity and race. And so we know that, you know, there's disparate impacts on socioeconomic factors that affect poverty. And so what we need to do is show that based on our needs assessment and with COVID-19, it's very much related. It's related in that the persons of color were disproportionately affected by COVID-19, and it could be because they are living in poverty and that they're living in places where they could not physically isolate or quarantine. But in the past 2 months, KCCA has received over $4.3 million that we're going to get out into the communities that were hit the hardest with COVID. The money is from the CARES Act. The CARES Act says that you must respond to the COVID-19, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to utilize the funds for homeless prevention, which is rent arrearages, mortgage arrearages, foreclosures, evictions, first month's rent, utility shutoffs, special needs. Let's say someone needs help with something such as a burial. We can help them with burial cost. And then economic development. We are going to help with businesses that really struggled during the COVID-19 and need to either get back on their feet, have some training, those types of issues.
Well, Susan Cervantes with us, Director of Kent County Community Action, along with WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. Steve.
Yeah, Susan, thank you very much for listing those services and what you're going to be bringing into the community. And just to put this in even more vivid terms, I think each one of us has to stop and think about what another fellow human being in our community may be facing, some of the adversities they may be facing. And when we stop and think about it, and you and I talked about this a little bit before we went on air, an individual that you serve may be facing multiple barriers simultaneously. They may have English as a second language. English is their second language. They may live alone. They may have just faced a job loss or inability to work remotely. They may face food and economic securities, and they may lack access to quality health care and education. So someone facing all of these, I mean, it can be quickly become overwhelming. So we see the direct benefit and the need for what you do. This is great. I once again want to tell our listeners that they can learn more about what you do by going to your website, which is at accesskent.com, and then to Community Action.
Great. And Susan, we ask you for any upcoming future goals and or your final words.
Yes, the future brings for us to focus on assisting those dealing with the effects of COVID-19 and, as always, the effects of poverty, and analyzing, with the help of our national partnerships, the intersection of race and poverty, so that we're going to be a part of the effort to facilitate racial healing in order to improve the equity in our community of Kent County. And as we have a national commitment, we are going to try to make America a better place to live.
Susan, one more time, how do we find out more information about your great KCCA?
Well, you can call us at 632-7950 and ask for assistance. You can also go to our website, which is accesskent.com, department/community action, and you can come in. We are open to the public right now, and we're located at 121 Franklin Southeast, and we're on the first floor, Suite 110.
Thank you for your passion. Steve Chappell, close us out with a minute to spare.
I just want to remind all of our listeners, if you've missed any part of this interview with Susan Cervantes, Director of Kent County Community Action, please go to the WGVU Radio News page mid-afternoon today under Mutually Inclusive, and you can listen to this and other interviews in their entirety. And we thank Susan Cervantes with the Kent County Community Action.
All right. Thank you both. Take care.